If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
If there is not a change in your attitudes and actions, there is not a change in your heart. Jesus Christ came in the flesh and died on the cross and rose to new life to not only provide forgiveness for our sins, but to change us from a life of sinning to one of righteousness.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, you've seen it, experienced it, got frustrated at it, perhaps even taken things back for it and asked for your money back. I'm talking about when things give the appearance of being perfect on the outside, and then you open them, bite into them, pop the hood or whatever, and discover, well, that apple, peach, or melon was the perfect color, size, even texture, but when you got to the fruit, it was vastly different. Maybe it was rotten from the pit out. Maybe it was grainy or tasteless. And then those cars that had the perfect paint job to cover up the absolute damage that has left the parts underneath the surface lacking stability. You've heard the commercials about that. Perhaps you were the victim once of such a car. And then there's the tooth. The tooth that looks fine, functions fine, doesn't even have a cavity, or so it seems, until all of a sudden it cracks and breaks with pain shooting high. It had a cavity from the inside out. Well, spiritually, we can also experience a similar phenomenon. No, I'm not even talking about hypocrites. That's another subject. No, I'm talking about another kind of false religion, one which even you and I can fall prey to. We're going to see what the Apostle John had to say about it and its remedy today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to the group, We Are Messengers. Everything comes alive.
In the morning when my heart is cold, you're the heat for my weary soul. You're the good in all I know. In the mirror, all that I see is your grace looking back at me. I'm not the man that I used to be. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. And you. In the evening when my bones are tired, you're my strength and my heart's desire. You're the light when the sun expires. I'm not lost with you, I'm home. I didn't find you on my own. You're the song rising from my heart. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive. Everything comes alive.
In John's first letter, chapter 4, he says, "Dear friend, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Okay, you can hear plainly that he is talking about some false prophets. But it is even more narrow than just a general false prophecy. He tells you that these false prophets say that Jesus was not God in the flesh, God incarnate. They were, in fact, part of a movement called the Gnostics. But the implications of their ideas was to deny that Jesus had any power to change believers' hearts. Since Jesus, according to them, didn't come in the flesh, the Son of God, Christ, didn't sacrifice himself on the cross. According to them, the Christ may have come down on the man called Jesus at his baptism, but then left Jesus before he went to the cross. Like a piece of fruit, good on the outside, but rotten on the inside, the Christ and the man Jesus were not one, and therefore Jesus' flesh was just as sinful and bad as everyone else's. Boy, that is truly a false teaching. Let me assure you that when Jesus was praying to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew that his sinless flesh, let me repeat that, his sinless flesh and Holy Spirit were together headed to the cross to take our sin upon himself so that he might become our Savior. Because these teachers believed this, they practiced all kinds of immorality and sin. They were hateful and selfish, materialistic and greedy. They practiced and told others it didn't matter what they did in the body because salvation was about having their own special knowledge, not what they did, and especially not what Christ did. My friends, here is the bad news. This false teaching is ever so present today, and it's hiding. We say we are followers of Jesus, but there is no change in our person. We are still caught up in having things. We still are selfish. We still do hateful things towards others. We still buy into the world's obsession with being sexy and even fall into immoral actions. Even some of our preachers and teachers and celebrities do all these things and even justify them. There is no change in our hearts. John told these believers in chapter 3 of his letter these stark words. Listen, No one who lives in him, that is Jesus, keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or knows him. In other words, if there is not a change in your attitudes and actions, there is not a change in your heart. Jesus Christ came in the flesh and died on the cross and rose to new life to not only forgive our sins, but to change us from a life of sinning to one of righteousness. And let's be very clear. We cannot have victory over any temptation without Christ changing us, changing our hearts, and without Christ dwelling within us to work his will through us. But if Christ is in us, John says, there are several things that we can look for. First, we love like he loves. Chapter 3, verse 19 says, by this we know the truth, because we love like he loves. Secondly, we affirm and do not deny that Jesus came in the flesh to save us, body as well as our soul and spirit. We no longer have to live in the gutter. Thirdly, when our hearts tell us that there is something not pleasing to God, the God who is greater, and we allow him to cleanse us from all sin, as John said in that famous verse, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's perfect love casts out from us all that caused us to fear death and hell. We instead want to see God because we live for him. Do you want to be a changed person all the way through? Let him, the Son of God in flesh, come into your heart and let him take full control of all your life. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I didn't fully grasp that you could radically change me. I don't want to live selfishly, greedily, immorally, or anything else unpleasing. Please come in and cleanse me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, or you can reach me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.